Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. Always a good start, isn't it?
It's friendly. Love a nice hello.
Yeah.
And then I always like when they say hi, Niall and team, but anyway, that's
yeah. Okay. Well, okay, did I to include you? Do you want me to change that?
I'd like to be changed. Hello,
Niall and team.
Or hello, Aisling, Ruth and Niall, because we're the ones that normally read it before you do. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, Niall, he says my name again, so he obviously wants to be on first name terms with me. I won't read out his name, right?
Okay.
I have a very unusual problem that I think your listeners might be able to help with. I'm married to a wonderful woman for the last 15 years and we have two beautiful children. My wife's a very good-looking woman and looks in her 20s, even though she's 38. She goes to the gym and is constantly working out. She had a boob job and I'm very proud of how she looks. All good so far.
Very nice. Yeah. I love the way he thinks that she looks still in her 20s and he's obviously still in love with her the day he set his eyes on her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. And it's all going well here, isn't it? Swimmingly. Yeah. You're saying to yourself, what could go wrong here?
What possibly could be the problem?
Right. 2 weeks ago, one of my friends in work called me aside and said, mate, your wife looks very hot. And then informed me she was on Instagram and he showed me pictures of her in her underwear. I went home fuming as I knew nothing about this. Don't get me wrong, the pictures are not naked, but they leave very little to the imagination as she's in skimpy underwear. I asked her about it and she broke down crying, saying it made her feel good about herself and that I had no right to have an opinion on it. I was annoyed she didn't tell me. And I was also never agreed for my wife to be half naked on Instagram. Now, she's gone from suddenly being in underwear to half naked. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Okay. She hasn't really... being in your underwear is half naked, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. She hasn't really spoke to me since last Friday night, but her sister called me and berated me, saying that I should be proud of her and not belittling her, as she is doing this for her own self-confidence. This is going to come between us, and there's no way I'm happy about my wife parading online like a tramp. Oh, she's now gone to being a tramp.
Right, okay. Oh, she was beautiful. You went from being her being a stunning woman and fantastic to now being a tramp. Okay.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at your emails. Anyway, online like a tramp in her underwear. Men will be leering at her and only thinking of one thing. Well, yeah, okay. She thinks I'm trying to control her, but this is just common sense, and I think she just lost the run of herself. Tell me I'm right. See, he just wants me to tell him he's right. Tell me I'm right in what I'm thinking, Niall. And I know your listeners will agree, but please put it out there for me, because I know she listens to your show every night.
Ooh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Mm. It's an awful shame he didn't include one of the pictures, just for research purposes.
For research purposes.
Well, first, understand what we're talking about here, okay? But he didn't.
Right.
So, there's the question. What do you think, if you were with somebody, they would think if you were parading yourself on Instagram in your skimpies?
Yeah, I think if I was parading myself in my skimpies on Instagram, I don't think my fellow would be too happy about it. I think, look, it depends on what, I suppose, how you're parading it. And
well, they're clearly sexy pictures. She's in sexy underwear. She's clearly not, he said she's not leaving much to the imagination.
Yeah, but you know what? I also think it's funny how she's saying that, you know, she's put this up here. Obviously, it's on a platform that many people will see. And then she gets very upset when her husband confronts her about it. Like, if you're going to put it up there, you got to understand that, you know, you're going to take the flack if your other half isn't.
But she obviously didn't feel the need to tell him about it.
I don't think there's any need to go, look, by the way, see that photo? I'm going to put that on Instagram. You're going to be happy about that. Because obviously...
Well, he probably would have said no anyway. So, I mean...
No, well, somewhere in the back of her head, she obviously knew that he probably wasn't going to be happy with it. And the fact that she broke down crying also probably alludes that she knows she was doing something wrong. And I think... Look, I think when it comes to, you know, he talks about how... He's obviously a little bit jealous as well that he knows that other men find her attractive.
Yeah.
And I think in a relationship, you need to understand that, you know, whether it be your boyfriend that, you know, women will find him attractive, or your girlfriend, you need to realise that, look, these things are going to happen, but as long as no one acts on anything, you can't really blame the other person, can you? But when it comes to the sexy underwear, if you're putting it up on Instagram, you are looking for validation, you are looking for likes.
Attention.
And you're looking for attention, yeah. And is it attention that you're not getting at home? I don't know.
Well, he does start off the email quite well by saying she's wonderful and beautiful and she's very good looking. And so I'd say he does admire her and does give her a compliment.
Yeah.
But sometimes women don't want the compliments from their own partners or husband. They want them from another man.
They like the validation of, I suppose, but everybody does. Like, not, that doesn't just go for women as well. There's men that will
it's do more so women, isn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, probably. Look, there's more so women that will get themselves out there on Instagram and put provocative.
How many lads will go up there and put their pictures in their underwear on Instagram?
There's a few.
Oh, there's a few, yeah. Gobshites.
But would I be happy if my fella was doing it? Absolutely not. If he was putting himself up in his, you know, banana hammocks or whatever, and, you know.
Banana hammock.
Yeah, and girls were commenting.
What's a banana hammock?
Do you know the little Speedo kind of things? Do your little, like, Speedos and all.
A banana hammock.
A banana hammock, yeah.
All right, okay,
but if he was doing that and girls are commenting underneath and being like, oh, you look so sexy, oh, this, oh, that, I wouldn't be happy with it now.
Would you not?
No, because I'm like, why are you doing that? Well, you're only putting that up there to get attention. It's the only reason you're doing it.
Well, maybe he says, you know, that her sister told him that it's for her self-confidence. And she's obviously very conscious of how she looks because she goes to the gym and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, go out of that, though. If you're putting that stuff up on a social platform like that, you are looking for validation. You're looking for likes.
Look at you. I thought you'd be standing up for this woman.
No, look, that's each their own if they want to do that. But that's what you're doing, essentially. Right. That's what you're doing on Instagram. That's how I feel Instagram is. That's I came off Instagram because I feel like Instagram is all about, you know, you're
attention-seeking.
You're putting yourself out there for people to see, either say, oh, look at the lovely dinner you had, or look at this, or look at that.
I put my shoe on Twitter the other day.
I know you did, because you wanted people to look at your carrots.
me carrots.
Your little carrots. But yeah, would I be happy if my other half was putting photos up like that? No, I probably wouldn't. And I would have a word with them. But at the end of the day, the fact that he's gone and called her a tramp.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's, well.
It's a bit harsh.
And she's probably listening.
Yeah, it's a bit harsh.
Sorry, love.
He's not a tramp.
He's called you a tramp.
Yeah, you're not a tramp. But you shouldn't be putting your G-string on your arse out on Instagram.
Okay. That's Aisling's opinion. I want to hear your opinion. The number is 087-188-0008. So the bottom line is, his wife, who he seems to be quite proud of, and by his own admittance, she is very good looking. She's hot. She's had a boob job and very proud of how she looks. She looks in her 20s, even though she's 38. His mate calls him over from work and says, hey, Jesus, your wife's a bit of all right, isn't she? Huh? Huh? And he's going, what do you mean? Look, on Instagram, mate, your missus in her, you know, her little frillies. What do you think of that? And he's thinking to himself, I knew nothing about this. I'm mortified. Goes home. Okay, that bit is bad. I would agree. He shouldn't have, you know, that she should have said something to him. But either way, he would have objected anyway, because he clearly states that they got over the whole fact that he didn't know about it by having a bit of a barney. She started crying and then she said she was going to do it anyway. And then the sister rings him over the weekend and says, leave her alone. Stop, you know, belittling her. And you should be proud of her because she's doing it for her own self-confidence. I don't know. The question I'm simply asking you is this controlling behaviour by him? Because she seems to indicate that it is. That he shouldn't be controlling what she's doing. So the number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text. If you want to give us a call, by the way, you can. And the number is 0818. That's 0818-942-105. 0818-942-105. And I want to hear from, obviously, women as well. I mean, do you think this guy is controlling? How would you feel? I mean, would you do that on your husband? Would you put pictures of yourself, you know, in, I suppose, I don't know, bikinis and underwear online? Like, I mean, would you do that to them? And when I say would you do that, firstly, you wouldn't do it without saying it to them. I think that would be fair to say. I think we'd all agree with that bit, right? You'd probably just say, listen, you know what, you know, you'd say, what do you think of that yourself? I'm thinking of putting it up online. But if he disagreed with you, would you still go ahead and do it? Because she's doing it for her own validation. She's doing it for her own self-confidence. Yes, Aisling believes she's doing it for attention, that maybe she isn't getting off him. But I don't necessarily agree with that, because sometimes, no matter how much a husband says, you know, how good looking you are, or how hot you are, or how well you look, it might not be enough. And you want that validation from somebody else, from a complete stranger, male, obviously, in this particular situation. You want it from a stranger. So let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Michael, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening, Michael.
what's going down.
Well, Michael, are you in... It's always hard to tell with you, Michael, because every time I talk to you, there's a different circumstance. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
What's the definition of a relationship?
Oh, Jesus, Michael. It's not a difficult question. It's not like $1 million question. Are you in a relationship with a girl or a guy or whatever it is your fan takes your fancy? Are you in a relationship?
I don't know what to do. No.
Michael.
Yes and no.
Michael, that's you can't say yes and no. You either are with somebody or you're not, unless it's a booty call you got going on.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yeah, that's what the kids are calling it these days.
All right, then.
So that's what it is. But then that's not really a relationship, is it? That's just a, you know, convenience with no strings and all that kind of carry on.
It's the modern world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but you're no spring chicken, Michael.
I'm 40. I'm still young. With the education I have on nutrition and all, it can go a long time.
All right, okay. Well, you're a good-looking guy, are you?
I'm half good-looking.
That's... Okay. Well, leave that there. I'll park that for the moment. Okay, so let's say you were in a proper relationship, which was very difficult to understand that somebody would want to be in that situation, which would be the way you talk to me sometimes. Anyway, let's say you're in a steady relationship with a girl, and she says to you, leaving aside the fact that she did it without saying it to him, but she said to you, listen, what do you think of that picture of me? Don't I look well there? Look at me underwear. I'm putting it up on Instagram. What do you think of that? What would you say?
See, it depends on the people, right?
Right.
Because this sounds real sneaky. She's doing it on the sly. So this is a bad situation and they're married. So I mean, he's right, she's wrong in this situation. But there are people out there that are more kind of, you know, flamboyant.
Yeah. Lads, with each other, yeah.
Exactly. And they're both, the lad is just as much as a prima donna as she will be. And he's probably got an Instagram account as well. That kind of situation, I understand. But in this one now, had to put the foot down.
But is that not controlling behaviour?
No.
Because if you wanted to go online, you know, with your banana hammock on, as Aisling mentioned earlier, if you wanted to go online and put a picture of yourself with a banana hammock on, I mean, I would expect that you would think that nobody has a right to tell you not to do that, even though you would look ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's not, see, when you enter into a marriage, right, it's a different kettle of fish, you know what I mean? It's kind of certain, you're
there's rules, kind of, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's rules.
Common sense rules.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's boundaries, it's certain lines,
that's almost suggesting an ownership of some description.
No.
Well, it kind of does. If you're telling me that, you know, what the rules or the boundaries would be that you can't share your good looks and your people.
What's the point in getting married then?
Because you love somebody.
That's just
and you want to spend the rest of your life with them, and you want to be exclusive to each other.
But there you go. Exclusive.
Yeah, but she's not having an affair.
How do you know? What, she's looking for attention.
Yeah, she's looking for attention. Yeah.
She's looking for sexual attention. So, I mean, one step leads to another.
Well, you're using the word sexual, and he called
her trampling. How old is she?
She's 38, but he said she looks in her 20s.
There you go. She's not old. Like, she's, you know what I mean? She's on the market.
She's on the market?
Yeah, at that age, you're on the market. Like,
well, no, she's not on the market. She's married with two kids.
She could be on the market, is what I'm saying. I mean, she has the potential to be...
On the market.
If you're in your 50s, it's a different kettle of fish. If you're 38, I mean, and she says she looks in her 20s, I mean, you know, she can have dogs sniffing around.
Jesus.
Dogs like me.
Dogs like you, yeah. Looking for no strings nights out.
Well, you know, I don't lie about
it. Yeah, but getting back to your no strings relationship. So how often would you meet up with your other half?
Yeah, it's between me and...
Her.
The other dogs on the street.
Well, what, once a week?
Well, don't be asking personal questions.
I'm only asking you. You don't have to answer.
That's nobody, exactly, it's nobody's box of biscuits. People can't keep their mouths shut in this day and age.
Oh, right. Are you afraid I might tell somebody?
One, the radio oil.
Stay there for a second, let me go to Anthony as well. Anthony, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Anthony?
No, how's it going, boy?
Good, how's it going, boy?
Yeah, not too bad.
So, Anthony, I mean, Michael seems to be on the side of the guy here. Now, in saying that, if they kind of had an open relationship and they were kind of both doing it, he wouldn't have an issue with it. But the fact that she's doing it and he's not, she's putting herself on the market, he's saying.
Yeah, to be honest, I heard Michael's accent and I didn't listen after that. I turned on the radio. But previously to what you're saying, I think that the girl she's wrong. She shouldn't be denied if she's in a relationship, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not fair on him. She's looking for attention. And she only got it off other men.
Right, okay. Well, that's what it is. It's looking for the attention of other men, I suppose, because hardly women. Well, mind you, women do admire female beauty as well.
Well, they're allowed to do what they want, like, but, you know, it's a sticky situation. You're better off just actually giving us her Instagram. We can maybe get our own opinion on it.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, are you in a relationship, Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you do if your other half was putting pictures up or came to you? Now, forget about the dishonesty part for the moment, but just came to you and said, "Jeez, I just took that picture of myself earlier on and the undies like that. I look good, don't I? I was thinking of putting it up on Instagram."
I don't know. It's a sticky situation.
Well, would you say yes or no?
If she was looking rotten, I'd say yeah, because it would turn another man off her, but...
Oh, if she was looking rotten, you'd tell her it's all right to go ahead and do it.
If she was looking well, I'd say, don't bother, leave it off.
Is that not controlling, lads?
Do you know what it probably is? I should probably look into that, actually, yeah.
Is it a kind of jealousy, Anthony, going on? Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
And is your other half good-looking, Anthony?
Oh, yeah, she's a stunner.
Right, okay, so if you saw pictures of her on Instagram in her underwear,
yeah,
you wouldn't be a bit pleased, would you?
Probably not, no.
No.
Well, I would be, but I don't even say in there what I do, like, but probably, yeah.
No, you'd have to say something to her, like.
Yeah.
And how do you think she'd take that? Would she be an independent type of strong woman?
Yeah, I'd say she'd be, well, I don't know. Like I said, the sticky situation, women are kind of up and down the hole and doing their... They're very kind of bitchy and moany, like, so you never really know what they're
going to
say.
Oh, right, okay. But they're not all like that.
Well, no, obviously, of course not.
No, of course not. No. But I mean, I'm assuming when you're away on holidays, you know, if you're off in Spain or Tenerife or whatever, she'd be in a bikini, there might be photographs taken with her.
Yeah, there would, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so
we've never gone on holidays.
Oh, you never go on holidays?
Well, we went to Ballymbunion once in the caravan, but that's about it. And it was far from bikinis there.
You went to Ballybunion on holidays once?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's not the most... Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, Ballybunion's a lovely place. It's not...
It's not Tenerife, like.
No, it's not. It's not Tenerife, or it's not Portugal, or it's not anywhere else like that.
No.
But it is Ballybunion. Was the weather good?
But the weather was good, yeah. It was lovely.
Yeah, well, did she have a bikini with her?
No, she had two dogs. We have two small French pit bulls. Or French bulldogs, sorry. We brought them.
Right. Why that's even relevant, I don't know. But, I mean, thanks for telling me and informing me about the two pit bulls.
No hassle. I must get back to the silage, Johnny, now.
Sorry?
Let's get back to the silage.
Yeah, all right. You better get back to the silage there, Anthony. All right. Good luck to you.
Take care, Mike. Look.
Bye. Jeez, Michael.
Come on.
Yeah. So, Michael, getting back to the real story, because I think Anthony was kind of taking the piss, if you ask me. I mean, you...
You know what he sounded like? Do you remember what he sounded like? That you remember that ad? It's me, the guy from the bar.
Oh, yeah. He did actually sound a bit like, yeah, a man from the bar. Getting back on Michael, you... I don't want to keep reminding you of this, right? But about 2 years ago, you kind of insinuated, when I spoke to you, that a woman's place is in the home, to be seen and not to be heard and all that kind of stuff. Do you remember that?
Well, no, what I meant was, is that you were either... Someone wears the trousers in the relationship. It can be you, the man, who's supposed to wear them, or it can be her, the woman.
Right.
More or less what I was getting to.
Right, so in any relationship, as far as you're concerned, and no woman has to be with you. You're not forced any woman to be with you. What?
It's just the laws of nature.
Yeah, well, okay, and you're not forcing any woman to be with you.
Nobody's forcing nobody to do nothing.
I know, yeah. So, but if somebody's in a relationship with you, that's your position.
Yes, I wear the trousers, and I'm no problem saying that.
You're the boss.
See, Irish people are quite stupid, and they hear certain...
Not all stupid, in fairness, but go on, yeah.
They are. Look at the state of the place, right? They hear certain words, and then they run with it. They don't think on situation. They hear the word boss, and they think, oh, someone shouldn't be controlled. No, that's not what it is at all.
Mm.
Basically, someone leads the ship, someone doesn't. I, as a man... I have no problem leading the ship. I have no problem with my masculinity. I have no problem in at the front, right?
Yeah.
A lot of men in Ireland are, you know...
Henpecked, is that what you're going to say?
That's a nice way of saying it. I was going to say weak little bitches, but...
Oh, that's not a nice word. Yeah, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what I'm
talking, henpecked, yeah. Yeah. All right, okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Dave. Dave, you're an Ireland's classic kid. Say to you, Dave. Oh, sorry, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
What's the story, lad?
Dave, how would you feel? Are you married?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's you, Dave. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise who it was, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's me, Dave.
Yeah, it's you, Dave. So, Dave, your other half comes to you and says, look at that picture of me, don't I look well there in my underwear? Mm. I think I'll pop it up on Instagram. I look very sexy. How would you feel about that?
Well, obviously I wouldn't be happy.
Oh, look at all these lads tonight. They're all very jealous. What's the story? Go on, Dave.
Hold on a second there, Mr. I'm a conservative, traditional family values. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody is going to be happy about their missus posting pictures of herself in her cacks on Instagram. You know what I mean? And if you say otherwise, you're talking about your hole. Right? Yep. No one's going to be happy. The same way your missus wouldn't be happy seeing pictures of you in a banana hammock all over
I think that'd be quite embarrassing, actually, to be honest with you, but go on.
Yeah, well, I know. You probably end up on a watch list somewhere. there's none controlling about saying, here, any chance you don't share pictures of yourself in your skivvies? Do you know? There's nothing wrong with that, like.
But I mean, she thinks he's being a bit controlling.
Huh?
She thinks he's being controlling. Like, he does say she's hot and she's 38 but looks 20. She's had a boob job. She goes to the gym all the time.
Yeah, but
and she said she's doing it for her own self-confidence.
And you know what? She probably is. And on her end of things, things are probably very innocent. I mean, like I said, she's a 38-year-old lady on Instagram in the 21st century. I mean, have you been on Instagram? It's basically mostly women in yoga pants and not in any way.
I am on Instagram just for the sake of the show, but I've never posted anything on Instagram.
Yeah, but
Ruth, everything you see in my Instagram account is posted by Ruth.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't use it myself. I might use it the odd time if I'm posting a picture of, I don't know, my back garden or flowers or some shit. But
Yeah, but not in your underwear. In your banana.
No,
hammock.
I'd end up on a watch list if I put pictures of myself in my underwear on the internet.
And, your missus, I'm assuming, is good looking, Dave.
Oh, she's a cracker.
Right, okay.
What she's doing with me, I don't know, but you know.
Yeah, so you're punching above your weight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I keep saying, God bless women with low standards.
Right, okay. So would you not be proud of it and look and go, gosh, my missus looks really good. I'm so proud of that.
Look, I would be proud of it, of course. I mean, you know, but I, like, that's our thing. That's
we need to get to talk to your missus someday. We've never spoken to her.
Huh? You did, actually. You spoke to her once before.
Did I?
She called up for the hit pit there ages when you were doing it the first time.
All right, okay, very good. Well, obviously she didn't make it known to me who she was, but okay, not that would have made any difference to her winning or not, but I mean, how and ever.
But, but that kind of stuff, that's your intimate time, you know what I mean? That's between you and your partner.
Yeah.
Wait,
underwear is intimate. I suppose it is, isn't it? Yeah.
It's women's underwear, it is, for sure.
Yeah, and do you wear the pants in the relationship?
I have several pairs of pants, yes.
Yeah, Michael said you should be wearing the pants.
Huh? No, I say we're fairly... I wouldn't say... Yeah, no, I say we're fairly split down the middle. You know, it's more of a partnership.
What do you say, Michael?
That's the problem.
What?
That's the problem with society.
That's the modern man, is it?
Well, no, the biggest problem... One of the biggest
metrosexual.
Problems, I'm not picking on Dave here.
You are. Go ahead. Go for it.
No, I listen to Dave.
No, go on. Go for it.
I like what he says a lot of the time. I'm not picking on you, Dave. I'm just saying about society. Like, but masculinity is just being broken down bit by bit by bit by bit. And this is... no man wants to be equal to a woman.
What to you is masculinity?
What is masculinity?
How do you define masculinity? Like, I'm a steel worker. Do you know, I work with heavy machinery and welders and sweaty men in boiler suits.
In overalls with oil all over them.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's pretty fucking masculine, like, do you know?
Watch the language there, Dave. Sorry, go on. Yeah, go on.
But that's not masculinity, Dave. Masculinity is to be a man, it's an inner thing. It's not, I've worked on building sites my whole life. It doesn't mean anything. I know gay guys that could outwork you, Dave. It does, masculinity is not your job.
Well, what is
masculinity then, Michael?
You have to be a man. You have to be solid. You have to not be emotional and
but,
emotive.
But what Dave is saying, it would be very stereotypical masculine, would be, you know, working as a in a steelworks, you know, the boiler suit on him and the oil all over his face. And that's very, that to me stereotypically seems like a very masculine thing to do. Like your dad going out in his bare top, you know, chopping wood for the fire.
Yeah,
in the middle of winter.
You're talking about the outside.
Like punch a tree. Like, is that masculine enough for...
You're not even listening. You think you're right and you want to prove, but you're not listening. Masculinity, right? Men are emotional and they shouldn't be as emotional as they are being. They're being emotional like women, right? Men are acting like women. They're being emotional. They're going to emotional. We should be rational and reasonable.
But we should be able to speak out. But on a very serious note, okay, leaving aside the lightheartedness of tonight, but on a serious note, I mean, when we look at the amount of people that take their lives, and the majority are men, young men, and the reason for that is because men don't talk and they don't share their problems.
No, it's not that. I'll tell you what it is, right? Men are given all the responsibility but no authority. That's the problem.
They have plenty of authority if they want it.
No, men have no authority. Men can't do nothing.
And women can
men
have
are
authority,
walking on eggshells.
Them.
Men are walking on eggshells. That's
the
truth. Look at society. Look at everything in society.
Are you walking on eggshells, Dave?
No.
No, see, you're self-policing yourself, Dave, and you don't even know it.
Well, how am I self-policing me? Hold on a second, right? When I come in from work, like, we're a single-income household. I go out, I work. She stays at home. Joe, she does the cooking and cleaning and blah, 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 because she's the one at home. If roles were reversed, we do the same. When I come in, I don't want subservient 1950s housewife coming up going, oh, well, sit down there, dear. I'll take off your shoes and rub your feet. I want someone that I can have a conversation with. I want someone who is, for better or worse, my equal. Like myself, my partner, I won't go into details, but just we've been through a lot of crap together. And we've, for the most part, we've been on equal footing. Now, I have bared a lot more responsibility to give her an easy time of it. So by your definition, that would be masculinity, no?
So you're half agreeing.
When it comes to organising a funeral, I'll say, you know what, I'll talk to the undertakers and I'll ring this person, I'll ring that person. You go to bed there and have a lie down for yourself. We've a long few days ahead of us and I'll do X, Y and Z. You go and chill out and gather your thoughts. By your definition, that would be masculinity, yeah?
Well, you see, you're bringing it back to the physical thing.
I'm talking on a purely emotional level.
You're talking about physical movement stuff.
No, but I'm not. I'm saying when we've been through situations where a funeral would have to be organized or a family thing is going on, I'm like, you know what? You go away there and relax yourself and I'll take the burden of what's coming for the next day or two and I'll shoulder that myself. And then when I want to have like a good cry to myself in about a week's time because you need that shit for your own mental health, you can be there for me. That doesn't even seem to be being masculine. That's just being a human being.
That sounds like you're agreeing with me. Because that's kind of what I said. That's what I said.
But not really, because like by your definition, what I was doing there by taking on those roles was being masculine, no?
Yeah, you're agreeing with me, yeah.
But everybody is like that. Like, the whole world is like that. Every single
The whole world's not like that.
Man,
I love the society
you're living in, because every single person I know, we do that. We don't break these things down by gender roles. Like, I'm the male, so I'll do X, Y, and Z. And you're the female. I can't breastfeed, so I leave that up to herself. But, you know, like, we do all these kinds of things. Your women are more naturally nurturing and caring. That's for sure. But men need to stop doing this whole, I will keep in all my emotions all the time and I'll explode when I have a few drinks in me.
That's not what I'm talking about. I never said anything like that or anything about that.
But that's kind of what you're leaning against, like.
No, it's not. You don't know the whole world, okay? Secondly, anyone with half a brain can look around at society and see that men are broken down and they're not masculine. You don't represent the world, Dave, okay?
I'm saying, like, the culture and society I'm living in, I don't see men being any less masculine than they were.
Well, your world must be very...
Well, I mean, it depends on your definition of masculine. Yes, I'm agreeing with you, Michael, that it's a different world now to when my father was a father or a husband. Because when my father was a father and a husband, he went to work. My mother had no choice but to stay home because that was the world we lived in. She made the dinner. He came in. He sat on the couch on his hole, did nothing all night. And she would, as soon as he walked in the door, she'd be up to make the dinner, make him a cup of tea and bring him out with two biscuits. And she basically was at his beck and call. That was a different world. That's not the world that we live in anymore.
Yeah, but
now, for some people it still is, by the way.
You're suggesting that I say we go back in
no,
time.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying the definition of masculinity changes.
No.
I mean, Dave can still be masculine even though he doesn't act like my father.
I never said he wasn't masculine. I had an issue with him making the statement about equality, and the reason
they are equal in the relationship. You can still be masculine and be equal in the relationship.
What's the point of me making the fuck opening my mouth? You don't even let me make the point.
Well, go on, make your point.
Okay, thanks. Please don't interrupt me, okay? Like, thanks. So basically, he made the statement about equality, right? Now, I have an issue with that because men and women are not equal in any way, shape, or form. So we can't be equal, okay?
We're not the same, no.
We're not the same. We can never be equal. We're completely fucking different. Now, there are, you know, masculine women and feminine men. Fair enough. But they're a serious, minute minority, right? But in the whole, in general, most men who are masculine are in this world. And Dave, I'm sorry you don't see this, but this is the reality. They're acting feminine. They're acting emotional when they're not at the wrong time and it's not supposed to be like that. And women are acting masculine. And everything's out of balance. And
who says it's not supposed to be like that?
What do you mean?
You're saying it's not supposed to be like that. And I think the point that Dave is making is, although they're both equal in the relationship, he still takes control when he needs to as a man and does the things that men generally do. And his wife, obviously, is a very strong woman too. But she's still feminine.
I never said you weren't. I'm saying society. Look at society. Look how many men don't step up to the plate. They don't look after the kids. Look how many single mothers there are. Look at the state of the family courts. Look at the jails. Look at the criminality. Look at the weak, and they're not even effeminate. They're androgynous men that are sitting in the dull air, and they're not even masculine or feminine. I don't know what they are. Everything's a mess, and I don't know how you don't see this.
Okay, well, that's a whole other debate. But stay there for a second, Michael. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Let me get back to the email, okay? So the email is all about this wife who's putting pictures of herself in her underwear on Instagram, and her husband is not happy about it. Even though he is admitting she's quite hot, she's had a boob job, the whole lot, she looks great, she goes to the gym, and he's not happy about his wife being on Instagram half naked. Another David. Sorry, David, go ahead.
Hi there, David Broadley. My straight thought was, what about the children? With the children at school, whatever, their friends might get a sight of one of on the Instagram, and
bit embarrassing.
That is not going to go down well with their friends. They'll have the rise taken out of them at school, whatever.
Look at your mum on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah. I never actually thought of that about the children. Actually, that is an aspect of it. But here's the thing: are we telling them, the children, that we shouldn't be proud of their bodies? Because is there anything wrong with a woman putting a picture of herself up in her underwear if she's confident in her own body?
Well, it depends on what you're looking at here. Are you looking at being Paris Hilton or Her Majesty the Queen? There's two ends of the scale.
She's a good-looking woman by the sounds of things, right? I mean, so she's not Her Majesty the Queen. So, I mean, and she doesn't have some sort of, I suppose, expectations in life, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what she works at. I suppose if you're a judge, you're not going to do it, or a barrister or something like that. Maybe it would reduce your standards in society. But in saying that, the whole thing at the moment about body image, right? And we're supposed to be proud. We're supposed to be proud of our body, and it's everybody else that's judging it. It's not. I mean, she's just being confident about herself. That's the point.
But it's all in the present place. Obviously, what she's doing is she would not walk around on the streets dressed like that. Why is she putting it up in a public forum like that?
But here's the psychology behind this. And I talked to the girls about this one day. We were talking about it outside. And I said to them, would you walk down Grafton Street on a very busy day in the height of the summer with a pair of shoes on and a bikini? Yeah. And they said, maybe. You know, but maybe if other people were doing it as well. Maybe, you know, if that was the kind of thing. And I went,
but
here's
state.
What I said
That's
then. And I said, would you walk down Grafton Street in your underwear? And they went, no. And I said, what's the difference apart from the material? There's no difference. Well,
what it shows and what it demonstrates, really. Ladies' underwear swimming outfits were made by whoever, which looked nothing absolutely like lacy knickers, then whatever. But they don't, and there's a good reason for that.
But does underwear have connotations, like psychological connotations, like I want to go to bed with somebody because it's underwear?
It's what it reveals. Typically, swimming togs are of stiffer material than underwear.
God, you wouldn't have, straws wouldn't here have, a bit, aren't
we? You wouldn't have swimming gear made of silk.
Are you in a relationship?
Myself at the moment, no.
No, okay. Were you at some point?
I'm just picking up my 12, 13-year-old daughter, actually.
Okay, so when you were in a relationship and you were happy and you were in love, obviously you were at one stage, you have a daughter. So you were happy in love. If your partner said, listen, I feel good about myself, I want to put a picture of my underwear on Instagram or on Facebook or whatever it is, how would you have reacted to that? Would you have said, no, I don't agree with that?
I think it'd be highly inappropriate, and I'm pretty sure my daughter would say the same. Mm. And my daughter would be horrified if she suddenly found her mother plastered over the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't use Facebook, and I'm not into all that, you know, that kind of self kind of looking for attention. I mean, obviously I have a Twitter account for the show, for the sake of the show. But
I do think that family needs to sit down as a group round a table and then discuss it.
His sister, he hasn't spoken to his wife.
There is a major problem there, and I foresee it. And the children can't be bounced into the playground they're probably not in the playground at the moment, but if something came up at school, if whatever, there was a spat going on, the girls can be very vicious. I don't know if they got boys or girls. The girls can be extremely vicious to each other, and that could be fairly devastating to have that suddenly slung at you.
Actually, sorry, just come back to the other Dave. I never thought about the children, Dave, and that is an aspect of it as
well. I think people in relationships need to think about the children slightly more than they do.
Think of the children.
That's the important job is bringing up the next generation.
But should we be sending a message to the next generation, which is what we're always doing, saying that we should send messages and that they should be proud of how they look, no matter how they look?
So there's different ways of demonstrating that. Mm. There's one thing, which is the photograph, the family photograph which you have done, but the professional photographers. There's the photographs that you have that you take yourselves on the beach or on fun days out at the town fair or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You go to a water park and there are lovely shots of everybody in whatever they're wearing. And those are all happy. But you're not going to plaster those publicly across the internet.
By the way, I just can't help but notice I'm completely distracted by Dave. What the hell is going on in the background in your wherever you are at the moment? Is there birds fighting?
Is there birds? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm just going to move a little bit. Can you hear that again?
It sounds like two geese killing each other.
No, do you know what it is? Right behind our house, there's a row of trees going down to this farmer's gaff, and there's crows living in all the trees. I'm just living here so long, I don't even notice it anymore.
Right, okay. I heard the crows earlier, but that sounded like two geese.
Oh, that's nothing. You should hear them at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Those sounded like, what are they called, brownbacks or whatever they are.
Yeah. Having a go at each other.
There's hundreds of them. I have to power wash my back garden at least once a week because of the bastards.
Stay there, both of you, a second if you can, because I know David, that you might be going to collect somebody there, so you mentioned that a few minutes ago. I want to just go to Tina as well. Tina, just very quickly, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. Tina.
Hello.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi.
Nice to talk to you, Tina. Okay, so Tina, you heard what Dave and David said.
What you're doing is you throw me in the deep end with a blank canvas, and that's where I work best. So
right, okay.
Fire it away.
Yeah, so is there anything wrong with this lady of 38 who looks 20, who's hot, I believe, putting pictures of herself on Instagram in her underwear?
Finish it.
Well, she's married. Yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Wow, what's your language, Tina? What's your language?
It's after 9.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, you know,
just not gratuitously, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all right. It's 1:30 in the day, and I have to be curtailed.
Right.
If this man's... Okay, I'm going to be objective here. Don't forget. Hey, guess what, Niall? I'm going to be 48 on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair.
Congratulations.
Fancil Hill. Thank you.
Yeah. So, getting back to the topic, if we can.
Yeah, I'm not talking out my arse, right?
Yeah, okay.
Let's call a spade a spade. If this lady that is married to this gentleman has to feel, in order to value her worth and desirability by putting up pictures of herself and by the amount of scumbag strangers that hit the like button.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for her, being married or not, signing a bit of paper makes no difference. His job, ish. That's his job.
Right. But okay.
She should be not really. She should be self-validated.
But by the way, just because she's doing this doesn't necessarily mean he's not validating her or telling her she's good looking or beautiful or whatever. He might be. She might be just looking for attention from other people.
Well, if that was the case, then we wouldn't be having this debate.
So, what you think that she's obviously missing something in the marriage?
No, I know she is.
Oh, you know she is. Oh, okay.
Of course, I'm 40. My father taught me how to stand on my own. I'm self-validated now, right? And
yeah.
I've been on before, as you know, and I don't talk out my arse. That lady should not be dependent on a man to know what her worth is, married or not, no more than the man should ever be dependent on anybody to know what his worth is. But unfortunately, 90% of the time, women are that into themselves that they don't do what I do, Miss Selfless, put the shoe on the other foot. I love men. I respect men. And I mean respect them. Like that I will tell my partner how beautiful he is, but I will never ever get bored of looking at his face.
Right. Okay. No, I get that. I think it's important that we tell each other when you love somebody how well they look. But stay there. Let me go to Helen as well. Helen, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Helen?
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Helen. Nice to talk to you. Helen.
You too.
Anything wrong with putting herself up on the internet in her underwear? Davis believes absolutely not. Think of the children, apart from anything else.
Why not? If she has it, why can't she flaunt it?
Well, you know. Is it not inappropriate?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something now. If I was young again, I'd be putting myself up on Instagram if I had it.
Would you?
I would, of course. Why not?
And what about if your partner, your husband, said, well, I don't think that's appropriate. I'm married to you.
You're sure he probably loves it, but he's only saying that now. You know.
Well, I think he's jealous.
I wouldn't say he's jealous, no, but he probably loves that now.
He doesn't love it. He's already said to you, mate, he's not happy about it at all. He hasn't spoken to her since Friday.
Yeah, I don't know about that now. I wouldn't believe all that.
Would you not?
No.
Okay, so if you were young and you were with somebody, you'd still do it. You'd pop yourself up on Instagram in your underwear.
Of course I would.
Right.
Why not?
See, David, it's her body, her choice. Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. Why not?
Heard that line before. David, well, there you go. Her body. Don't be telling her what to do with herself. Oh, I think I lost David.
Is this a gun?
One way. Sorry, you're talking to David.
I was talking to you, David. Yes, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've actually got my daughter beside me now.
Oh, okay. May not be an appropriate conversation then.
And she's shaking her head like crazy.
She understands the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I quickly briefed her in.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, so she'd be embarrassed if it was, you know, if it was her mum, she'd be embarrassed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the point, Helen, that the kids, you got to think of the kids.
That could be the way I brought her up or whatever.
Well, that's a good thing, by the way, I just pointed that out. David, I let you go there because I know you have to. You have your daughter with you. Sorry, Dave, are you still there with the geese and the crows? He's gone too, okay. Yeah, but Helen, I mean, there's a lot of guys. Well, I've had four guys on so far tonight. And all four of them have said absolutely not. So is this men trying to control women?
I'd say so, yes. Yes. Mm. I would think so, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was young again, like, and if I was able to flaunt it, I'd flaunt it as well. Like, you know, harm in it at all, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking here. Somebody says, Jesus, controlling. If the shoe was on the other foot, he'd be called a pervert. She'd divorce him and take everything he's got in the divorce. End game. Oh, right. Okay, somebody says, the marriage is over. Right.
Oh, I don't know. I do think like they probably have disarrangement between them. You know, he likes it as much as she does, I think, you know.
Yeah, somebody else says, I'd say most married women and men are flirting on Instagram. I'm not on. It sounds boring, he says. Are you on Instagram, Helen?
Oh, no. No.
No, okay. Are you on any social media?
Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you enjoy Twitter?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you enjoy the old arguments? Is it the debates?
I love to.
Good old Barney.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want my... Do you follow my Twitter account?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I talk a lot of nonsense sometimes, don't I?
No. Quite good now, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kyle?
How are you doing?
Good. Kyle, you've heard Helen. If she's got it, flaunt it.
It's a tricky one, I think. You know, I'm only 18 now, so take what I say with
just. Well, you're 18. You're an adult. I'm not going to take it with a grain of salt. Yeah. Well, have you got a girlfriend?
I think that if a girl's doing that, like, a girl should be wanting you to like her. And I think if she knows that wouldn't make you happy, she wouldn't be doing it. So I think it's more of a respect kind of thing.
Right, okay, so it's about respect.
Yeah, I think if she wants you to like her, and she knows that would make you not, then...
And then she continues to do it. Well, then, yeah, obviously, you're not meant for each other.
Respect for your opinion.
Have you got a girlfriend, Carl?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And do your mum and dad know, by the way, before we go any further? Okay, so what would you do if your girlfriend, kind of put pictures, I'm not saying she would, but of herself in her underwear on Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is that you use?
Yeah, the thing is, she just wouldn't in the first place.
She wouldn't. But if she did?
Because she knows that wouldn't be the thing I'd like. And if she did, like, which, unlikely, but if she did, I would, like, she would know that it would upset me, and I would probably say something along the lines of, like, well, like that.
We don't have a common view on this, yeah.
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 So then, I think it comes back to the masculinity thing is, again, I think the man should have confidence in himself to say that he won't have the girlfriend who he thinks will do that.
Yeah, well, he's married to her for 15 years with two children.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it is going to be a problem, isn't it? He hasn't spoken to her since Friday, and now her sister has rang him and basically said to stop belittling her and to, you know, basically support her, that this is good for her self-confidence.
Yeah, see, the thing is, he's shown a lot of insecurity when he says to not post this, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more of a prevention rather than cure.
See, this is what I'm thinking, Helen. You know, whatever about, you know, you're thinking that a man is trying to control a woman by telling her not to do this, it does mean they don't think alike. And if they don't think alike, and if he's not thinking this is appropriate and she's thinking it is appropriate, well, then they're not a match made in heaven anymore, really, Helen, are they?
Well, not really, no. But, I mean, when I say let her flaunt it, you see, she probably is doing that because she's lacking confidence, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe he hasn't told you, like, that how beautiful she is or whatever and all the rest of it.
Mm. Well, but he says that in the email, you know, that she's an amazing woman and beautiful and gorgeous. So I'm pretty sure he probably does say to her. But maybe she's just looking for that off other men.
Maybe he wrote it, but maybe just he said to her. Mm. You know, he might have written it in his email, but just he actually said to her, like.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know? Kyle, are you on social media, yeah?
I am, yeah.
Are you on them all? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Most of them, yeah.
Right, okay. And generally speaking, young people nowadays, do you think they're very different to the way we would have been maybe 20 years ago in relation to what they think is appropriate and inappropriate?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot more people express themselves, but...
Is that a good thing?
And there's obviously going to be, on Instagram and all that, there's obviously going to be people flaunting it for attention. That's like the only reason they're doing it, really.
See, I'm not really on Instagram. I'm not really on Instagram, but Instagram does seem to be a place for attention seekers.
Yeah, no, it definitely. Like, I mean, it's still for, like, the likes, everything.
Yeah.
Everything is all about attention and stuff, you know, direct messages and stuff.
Right, okay.
And I kind of agree with what... what's her name again?
Helen.
Helen. I kind of agree with what she's saying about the validation from the husband. But it's either that or maybe she doesn't respect the husband's validation. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I agree with you there, yes.
Maybe if he's given too much validation, then it becomes less valuable when he does, and then she tries to go a different form of validation, which would be, you know, messages from guys online.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Niamh as well. Niamh, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you, Niamh?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you doing, Niamh? You're up late.
I know, yeah. Well, I'm up late.
So, what do you reckon?
Oh, I reckon it comes down to compromise and a bit of respect. Two things that are vital in a marriage or a relationship.
How can you compromise in this?
You can compromise in this quite easily, right? He is really upset over this. Yeah. Now, if this was me, and yeah. this was my partner, and he was genuinely upset, and he was getting smart comments from his mates, and he was really upset. If she wants to show herself off, there's other things besides lingerie. If she has a good body, fair ball to her. Gym wear. You can get fabulous gym wear that shows you off. And it shows off all the hard work you've done, but you're not standing there in a skimpy pair of or a thong and underwear. And the point is that, yes, every man out there commenting, making comments, oh, you're hot, you're hot. Imagine as a husband or a partner reading that. Imagine Karen on Instagram in a bra and knickers, and you had to read all the comments from all these random men telling your partner how sexy she was.
See, but she wouldn't. I know Karen wouldn't do something like that. That wouldn't be her thing. You know what I mean?
But if it was, let's.
Don't get me wrong. She's a beautiful woman and she's a beautiful body. But she wouldn't. I know she wouldn't.
Absolutely. But just for argument's sake, if she did,
yeah.
Can you imagine reading those comments?
Oh yeah, it would be hurtful, of course. Yeah.
Everyone's talking about her confidence. What about his? What about how he feels right now? His must be in the toilet, thinking that she needs to go on and get this validation from what.
Mm.
The world, because Instagram is open to everybody. It's not just Dublin.
But he has to ask himself, why did she do it in the first place?
Maybe we're all just seeing this from the point of view that we want to support her. Maybe she's just a bloody attention seeker. Hmm. And she's going on because she wants to. I mean, why? I just don't understand why she would put such personal things. Like, I have no issue with women's bodies. I mean, look, I'm sure she looks amazing, but she could look amazing in something other than a thong and a bra, which is provocative and will get the comments and will get the likes. If she wants to show off her body, she has other ways of doing it. She could look amazing in like a sports bra and a tight pair of, say, leggings or something. She would still show off all her hard work and she'd look fantastic.
Mm.
But he might feel better about that, because lingerie, it gives a signal. It says something. And then, you know, all these men cracking on to her because they probably don't think she has a partner. And he's sitting there going, hi, hello, husband in the corner here. I'm just worried. I just think no one has brought up his confidence. How
there's
he
something,
must be feeling.
There's something lacking all of a sudden. That she has to go on Instagram and expose herself the way she's doing it. There is something wrong somewhere. So,
but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's lacking from his side. Maybe she's just decided that, I don't know if she's suddenly lost weight or she's suddenly toned up or whatever it is. She's had three kids. Maybe she worked bloody hard at it. Fair play to her. But maybe it's not lacking from him. Maybe this is just something that she feels she has the right to do. And she does have the right to do it. But if he is really upset about it, could she not take his point of view as well and say,
okay, well, let me ask Kyle, although he's a young man, he's still an adult. And I mean, Kyle, you know, there's a compromise. Can there be a compromise?
Well, for this situation, I was thinking about it there. And I'm thinking, they're obviously married. So obviously, I have no experience with these kind of long-term things, but if they're married, she, like, obviously the spark and the excitement obviously dies down a small bit when you're married.
If you allow it to, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in often cases, it has to, like, you know, like the just biochemically, it has to, you know, you can't have that same excitement at the start.
Kyle, don't believe everything you hear.
Well, that's what I believe anyway.
Okay, that's fine. But don't get me wrong, you've an old head on young shoulders, but don't believe everything you hear. I think you can, if you work hard at a relationship, you can keep the spark.
Yeah, of course. I just think for the most part, and I'm going to say 99%, I'll be confident in about 99% of the time, a marriage is never going to be as exciting as it was at the very beginning. I think most people would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that maybe she just wanted to get something from the husband. I don't know the full story, but
Well, it does seem that she's quite proud of herself, because as the husband mentioned earlier on, she's been going to the gym for a long time and she got a boob job and everything else. So she's very conscious of how she looks. Do me a favour, Niamh, stay with us. I got to take one or two more calls after the break in relation to this because there's so many people who want to talk about it. Keep texting. There was 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And Eve says there can be a compromise. Maybe she could go on in, you know, Lycra or something like that, or something else that shows off her body shape, but just not underwear. That might be inappropriate. I think Niamh is being too kind, says somebody. Niamh is being kind. Niamh has never been known to be kind. She's the voice of reason.
That's a first.
Stay there, Niamh. Tina, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Tina?
Hiya, how's it going?
Well, just to remind everybody again, so this young lady, in her, well, she's 38, but she looks in her 20s and looks hot, is putting her pictures up on Instagram in her knickers and bra, and obviously her husband's not too happy about it, so, but she is.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, no, I don't see the problem. Like, I really don't. I think fair play to her, like, you know, and I don't think she should have to confront her husband about posting whatever she wants to post. Like, she should be entitled to post whatever she likes. Like, he shouldn't have to be able to control that. You know, like, she is...
But is,
woman,
it, is
like,
it about what Kyle said earlier on, you know, about respect?
I know there's different people...
For
like,
each
say,
other.
Like, respect for each other, but, like, what's the story, like, say, if she goes to the beach at the weekend and puts on a bikini, does he make her cover up? Like, what's the difference in taking a bikini snap or an underwear snap? Like, there is no difference, really. So what happens when she goes, say, on holiday... And she's with him. Is she not allowed to post
pictures in her bikini?
In a bikini and shit like that. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah, Niamh, that's a fair point, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, like...
The only difference is the material.
It's true. But yeah. I think what hit me most about what he said was that his mates... I mean, can you imagine as a man, right, if we put ourselves into his shoes for a second, and he's sitting there thinking that his mates are getting off on his wife. Basically, that's what a boy
He used the word that his mates are leering at her.
Yeah.
And he could be sitting in the canteen at work and thinking, are they showing around? Like, if they're all laughing at a picture, could be an innocent picture of a chimp on Instagram.
Yeah.
But he's thinking, Jesus, is that my wife again?
Yeah,
all I'm saying is, I think
what you're saying is, it's the intention. So on the beach, I suppose, you know, Tina... You know, in Marbella or whatever it is different. That's impromptu. It's at the time. It's in the good weather.
Right.
It's on the sand. Whereas if you're doing it at home in the bedroom in your underwear, crawling on the bed or something like that, there's an intention to get male attention.
Yeah, I'd love to actually see the image just to see what it's like. Is it just so maybe
you and most
looking
of the men
for like...
Unfortunately, he didn't send me the pictures, so I can't describe them.
Like a PR or something. Like if she's looking for people to sponsor, like if she's like maybe
is it only fans or something like that? Yeah.
I'm not taking only fans, but maybe she's looking for a few freebies or something. You know that kind of thing. You just see people.
Are you in a relationship, Tina?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and would you, in a million years, dream of putting a picture of yourself in your underwear on Instagram?
I tell you, if I had the body, I would, 100%. I've had five children, and maybe like a few years ago, I wasn't say as baggy and as wrinkly and as scarred. I probably would have. Like, I'd have no problem putting up a bikini picture, and he would have never had a bother with that. Like, never.
Mm.
He's me as a trophy wife. He'd be delighted to show me off.
Like, would he?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah. And Niamh, how would your other half react if you put a picture of yourself up in your underwear? Niamh, how would you react with the tin of sugar free beans in your hand?
First of all, he'd probably wonder where I got the wide angled camera from. But after
Same
that,
me.
To be honest with you, to be totally honest with you, I don't think he'd be chuffed. Mainly because he wouldn't want everyone having
Seeing
a comment.
It, viewing it. Yeah,
it was more. It's more of the comments,
maybe. Like,
yeah,
nervous,
you can
like,
imagine
you know,
the comments. Oh, can you imagine the comments? Because Instagram is like...
You're bleeding gorgeous.
Men telling her what they're going to do to her and all this poor man
stop.
Is sitting there. like,
I think there's like, what would you say, like a comment kind of thing where you can only comment certain things. Like, you know, like... I don't know how to explain it. Like, you can't say... Too much on Instagram.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Instagram.
DMs, like I say, her mail is like, and all sorts of people proposing for her.
And do you use Instagram, Tina? Do you use Instagram?
Yeah, Yeah, I use Instagram, yeah.
And
yeah.
What, like, I have an Instagram account, by the way, if anyone wants to follow me. I don't even know. Ruth, they're asking, what is my Instagram account? What is it? Niall_Boylan, Niall Boylan Show.
Yeah, Niall people follow it.
Mm. Yeah, Niall_Boylan. I don't post on it at all. Ruth actually puts all the posts up for the show on it, so I know nothing about Instagram. I can't even use it, right? Yeah. The only thing I ever use really is Twitter. I put the odd post on Facebook every now and again, right? And I probably the last time, probably two in the last two or three years. The girls do all of that, right? So if anything ever goes on Instagram or Facebook and you're pissed off about it, you can blame them too.
Not me.
All right. Twitter, I'll take personal responsibility for, okay? Yeah. Apart from when the show is on, at the moment, the stuff going on Twitter, on my Twitter account, they're putting that up there, okay? But what I'm saying to you is, I don't get it. Like, what would you put up on Instagram, Tina? What pictures would you put up? Or, like, your dinner, or what would it be? Your kids?
Maybe just like family pictures of us at the park, at the beach, or say at the zoo or whatever. I could possibly put up a dinner, like with a recipe. ridiculous stuff.
How much would you be posting? Like, how many times a day would you put something up? Would it be just like once a day, or?
Maybe two or three times a day. Like, you know, I might say in the afternoon put up a couple of pictures of the kids, maybe in the garden, or like something stupid like that. But you know what? It's more on my story rather than on the grid. Is that what they call it? The grid. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe
the
more
grid. Yeah, I'm learning. Yeah, go on the grid.
On the grid. Now, the other time I might put up a nice picture, like say if there's a nice picture of the girls or something like that, and I put it up on the grid, like, you know, on a little caption, whatever.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Niamh, are you on Twitter? Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I am, but I've got about 5 pictures up there. I'm more Twitter and Facebook.
So you're on Twitter, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm curious now. What do you like about Twitter?
I think people are a little bit freer on Twitter.
You don't think it's a bit toxic, a bit angry?
It is toxic. It is toxic and angry, but I don't get involved in that. I just read and sort of love the drama. But
Twitter,
go to my account. There's loads of drama. There's always drama on my account. You should go there.
It's very debate. I think Twitter is more debatable kind of platform. It's where people just... like constant conflicts with each other. So it's like tit for tat, like on Twitter.
And does anyone use Facebook anymore? Do you use Facebook?
Yeah, I use Facebook.
I use Facebook more than anything. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, see, Facebook seems to be for the old fogies now, doesn't it?
It's for the old
I've kind of
used Instagram and Twitter, I think.
I downloaded TikTok recently because somebody sent me a TikTok video to watch. So I had to download TikTok to watch the whole bloody video, right?
Yeah.
And then one night, I decided to have a look at it because somebody else had sent me a video. You know, like somebody will send you a WhatsApp link and it takes you to TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And never again. I think I'm going to have to delete it because you go down a rabbit hole that you just can't get out of. You just keep looking at one video after the next video and it's just addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, and like an hour later, you're like, oh.
I know. I'm still sitting on the Jacks an hour later going, what the hell is this? Like?
Yeah,
but all people just pretend to be somebody else. It's mainly just people doing these silly voiceovers.
Yeah, and a lot of it is like ridiculous carry on, like cats
singing out of light
with funny eyeballs and all.
Yeah, and what's that one they're all doing? That dance thing, it's it's just women doing this thing, this dance they all do. And I'm going, what? These are kind of pointless videos. There's a limit, obviously, to how long the videos can be.
Mm.
It's kind of pointless.
It's mad. It's a strange world, really, nowadays. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just...
Is it a weird world that we're all, you know, on social media of some description
and
we never needed this self-gratification before, but we do now for some reason.
Yeah, I know. Mm. That's what I said. It's a whole new era. Like, it's completely different. Like, the life my children are living now is completely, like, different life that I grew up in when I was their age. Like, you know, we were out on skipping ropes now. Like, I look out my window, pull me blinds, and there's just kids doing TikToks on the corner and... there's no such thing as like bikes or skateboards or like any of that crap anymore.
I'm thinking now, a lovely warm night like tonight when I was a young fella, maybe going back 50 years ago, well, or 45 years ago anyway, and 10 o'clock at night during the summer when we were off school, you know, we'd be out on the street now still playing rounders.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Rounders, Kick the Can, Red Rover, all those like... fun games that you play, Manhunt, you know, how
Manhunt, I remember
Manhunt.
That.
Manhunt, do you remember that one? Yeah. Like, or Knickknack, like, you know.
Yeah, we were really good at that. We got very ingenious with the Knickknack. I robbed a roll of my mother's brown thread and we tie the thread to somebody's knocker on the door and then go down the end of the garden and hide behind the wall and knock on the door.
Yeah, we have been hiding in the bush and the door and
Do you know the worst thing I ever did, right? And this is probably the first time I've ever admitted this, right? But I was always into radio. I loved radio even as a child, right?
Yeah.
And I remember myself and my friend, we were about 13 years of age. We rang up the woman across the road and we pretended we were a local radio station. And we went, let's just say her name was Mrs. Murphy, right? Sorry, Mrs. Murphy, if you're listening. But let's just say, and we went, hello, Mrs. Murphy, you've been selected for today's quiz. And if you get it right, you win. And at the time, it was Three Guys, I think was the name of the local supermarket in the area. I think it could have been, or Thrifties, I can't remember. You win £50 worth of groceries from Thrifties. And we asked her a really easy question. And she got it right. And we go, well done, you've won the groceries. They'll be delivered later on today. And then we rang Thrifties and ordered 50 quid worth of groceries to be delivered to her door. And we were, I know, it was terrible.
Oh, no, so you didn't pay for it?
No, he didn't. So we then sat at the bedroom window watching them deliver the groceries to the door and your man bringing the groceries out there and her with a big smile on her face as she opened the door, right? And then the argument ensued as to why she wasn't paying for it.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I know, I'm terrible, isn't it? I shouldn't
I know, we used to do awful things like that. I remember once. This would have been about maybe 13 or 14. And he ordered a skip to like one of the neighbour's garden. He was real cranky. We used to call him Mr. Ball Popper because anytime the ball would go in, he'd pop your ball.
Right, okay, Mr. Ball Popper.
And he ordered the biggest skip you could ever order. You know the big one?
The roll on, roll off job.
Yeah, like literally like a swimming pool. Like it was huge. And he took, and we were dying for a while, waiting for it to come all day. And then seeing the truck coming and down comes the skip and it's there and your man's going in and say, you know, the docket's a sign and he's like, no, no, no. And he's like, yeah, no, you ordered this skip. And we're all down the road. And I was like, I'm going to hell. Like,
go on, Niamh, tell us, come on. It's a, come on, honesty time, Niamh. Tina's been honest, I've been honest. What did you do? Give me something you did.
Well, this isn't actually when I was a child, the worst thing I ever did. And I can't believe I'm going to admit this. I got off the bus in town. I was going to work. I was supposed to be, my first job would have been about 18.
Okay.
And this man came up to me, quite obviously blind. And he said, excuse me, I need to get to Kildare Street. I said, yeah, that's fine. I'm going that direction. So I walked him to Kildare Street. And then I realised my sense of direction hasn't improved. I was on Westmoreland Street. Instead of telling the man, I just left him there.
Oh, no, Niamh. Oh, Niamh. Oh, that's so bad. That's worse than most of our stories.
Oh, my God.
You left a blind man on the wrong street.
Would you do me a favour? Would you just check Westmoreland Street tonight on your way home and just make sure he's not still there?
Niamh. The poor man. Did you feel guilty?
No. I still feel guilty. I feel terrible about it.
You're going to hell.
I should have just said, "I'm sorry, but can I bring you back?" And I said, "There you go now."
And left him.
He's just panicked.
So.
Hopefully
he's forgiven you. Hopefully he's forgiven you.
Hopefully he's not still at Westmoreland Street.
No. Listen, Niamh and Tina, lovely talking to you guys. All right, thanks very much indeed. Enjoy the evening. All right.
Thanks.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.